Welcome back, Lobos, to Honest Tea with Shaq HP.
Hey, Lobos.
Good morning.
Well, it's good morning for us, right, Chris? But whenever yes. this, good morning anyway.
Yeah, good morning.
All right, guys. 2020 keeps hitting. I don't know about you all, but I'm feeling pretty down. And, you know, just pretty sad that I'm not going to be able to see my family for Thanksgiving. Like, don't get me wrong, I know it's for the best. And while I'll do what I have to do to have years with my family instead of weeks. Actually, I saw this thing on social media. A high school friend who's a nurse and is actually battling COVID right now posted it. But it said something like, don't mistake love with fear. And it's like, I'm careful because I love, not because I'm fearful. And that
That's hit me in the way to put it.
Yeah, that hit me like straight to the heart. And I don't know. How are you feeling, guys, about this Thanksgiving? And yeah.
What do you think, Chris?
I'm honestly pretty sad about it. Like, I already missed one holiday, or a couple holidays. Thanksgiving is always like a big thing with my family. We always all have this huge get together and this huge meal. And it's always amazing. And then we do like Black Friday shopping, and not being able to do that this year is going to be a huge shift. I understand why we're not able to do it. And I don't get me wrong, it's still very saddening, but if anything were to happen to my grandmother, she were to get sick or something, I would blame myself entirely, even if it wasn't me. And I just don't know how I'd live with myself if my grandmother or like my parents got sick.
Yeah, same here. That's why I like will not go see my grandmother or like my great grandmothers in Albuquerque, and like my grandparents in Arizona. I haven't seen them in almost a year. And so I don't know. It's a bummer, but
Leah, you're so fortunate though that like you're in a new situation now where you just bought a house, and like your parents have been constantly like in your bubble.
Yeah.
So at least you'll get to see them, you know?
Totally. Yeah. I really love hanging out with my parents, and they're both essential workers. So, you know, it's always like a risk them seeing like me seeing them, but more of them seeing me, honestly. Yeah. My mom works in a nursing home and my dad works in construction. So I don't know. It's one of those things, and I'm really like fortunate I get to see them because I get to have like a Thanksgiving of just like me and my sister and my parents. But
taking it back to when you were a kid.
Yeah, just the four of us.
Oh, that's awesome.
A very dysfunctional holiday with my parents being divorced and all of us hanging out all the time.
Nice.
You're gonna have I feel like that's the new modern, because that's how my family is.
I love it.
Oh,
it's
man.
It's so weird.
You guys want to know a silver lining to all of this, though?
What is that?
The Macy's parade is still on.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to do, like, this virtual shift. Like, they're going to have cars driving the balloons, and, like, they're getting really creative. And the Macy's Day Parade brings me to my childhood, like, 100%. Waking up early at 5 a.m. with my papa or my dad to get the turkey in the oven, and then we'd make breakfast and brew coffee all before my mom and brother wake up. They're the lazier ones a little bit in our family. But then we'd all sit down and we'd watch the Macy's Day Parade, and oh, that just brings like so much joy. Like, I could feel my heart beating like faster just from thinking about that. Do you guys have any Thanksgiving memories?
I think kind of like everyone else. Well, I usually run a 5K on Thanksgiving. I usually run the turkey trot every year in Albuquerque. And last year, I don't know if you guys remember, but it snowed. Like,
we all thought you were psychotic for still going, like a crazy woman.
Well, yeah. Let's make this clear. It was canceled. Leah and her boyfriend just decided to be crazy and running it by themselves.
It was canceled. And everyone was like, please, for the safety of the runners, like, don't go. The roads are slippery. And my dad, like, picked us up in his, like, four-wheel drive truck. And we went down there anyway with our little bibs on. And we ran a 5K. There was, like, three other people out there. We were, like, waving at them and giving them thumbs up. But yeah, that was a scary 5K, but it was fun. And then, but yeah, but usually I do the 5K on Thanksgiving.
That's a good memory. Yeah. Chris, what about you? I know you said that you go Black Friday shopping, but like any childhood nostalgia that...
Oh, definitely. I remember, because my mom would prepare, like, it was a huge deal for my family. So we were cooking for like days before Thanksgiving even happened. My grandma had to prepare the rolls. So that took like 3 days pre-Thanksgiving because you have to let the yeast rise and there's a huge pot. So in her house, we'd go in, it smells like this delicious buttery bread. And then I'd go to my house and my mom's there making these huge filled pies that are overflowing. They look like, honestly, like, you have you seen like those like movies like where like they look kind of fake? Or like, yeah. The, like on like Cartoon Network, like I think it's like Tom and Jerry or something, but like those pies, they look so fake. But that's how my mom's would look. And so our house would always just smell so delicious. And my mom would be up at like 3 a.m. basting the turkey and all that stuff and making homemade cranberry sauce. And every day my mom, like my parents' house smells like coffee. But for some reason on Thanksgiving, it always hit different because I'd wake up pretty early and I'd smell the coffee making and then I'd go into my parents' room and they're watching the parade. And it was just, aww, it was so fun. Yeah.
Right? I love it. I don't know. There's something, I can't have coffee anymore. So I'm like warming up apple juice and having tea. And so my parents are like, we'll send you like groceries to your house and send you some apple juice so you can have it while we have coffee. Because, you know, my parents are 2 hours away. But, ugh. At least there's Zoom. Thank you, Zoom, and Google Meets, and Duo, and FaceTime, you know, so we can at least still have that with our families. But those sound like such wonderful yet cold memories, Leah. But speaking of nostalgia, we said, you know, we were going to talk about nostalgic things today, and I want to open it up with, do you guys remember the purple and green ketchup?
I do. I remember the purple and green ketchup. My mom wouldn't let me buy it because she said it was disgusting.
Imagine coloring was in that thing, though.
I'd never heard of this before, so.
Chris, you're missing out. That awful ketchup. Like, I think there was purple, green, red, of course, because ketchup's red. Was there a blue one, Leah?
There probably was. There were a few colors. And they were, like, bright. They were, like, saturate colors. Like, they weren't, like, muted ketchup.
Like, your teeth would turn that color.
Yeah.
Ew, I don't know, guys.
I was cool at that point. I know. I look back, and I'm just like, holy cow. Like, all the preservatives in our bodies are going to – they're not even going to be able to embalm us, like, right away when we pass away. Now you have enough preservatives to last you a couple
of years. Ketchup.
From the purple ketchup still running through our veins. What about Dunkaroos?
I remember Dunkaroos.
Yeah. No, Chris?
Yet another one.
For those of you who don't remember Dunkaroos, they were like these little cookies that were kangaroos, and you would dip them in frosting, right, Leah? Like cake frosting?
Yeah, it was like a frosting, like a really thick frosting.
Yeah. Sugar central.
Oh, man.
Animal crackers in, like, that little circus box.
Oh, yeah. Those are my favorite. I love them so much. I still buy them to this day.
Do they still come in the box with the little string?
I think it might be a little bit more, like, modernized, to be honest. I don't know if it comes with a string still.
Guys, I used to use those as my purse when I was a little girl. I put all my change in there and my rocks and whatever else.
That's so
funny. Me too. I'm probably not kidding. I probably did do that.
And that's when they knew there was... Shut up. I love you. It's okay. Leah. They're little... like diamonds filled with juice or juice. I'm doing juice in quotations.
The Gushers?
Gushers.
Those were awesome. Mm. Those were like a hot commodity when I was in like elementary school.
Yeah. You trade your lunch for just a packet of Gushers.
Yeah.
Mom, I have a box in my pantry right now.
I didn't know they were still a thing.
Oh, no, they are, and they're amazing. They even sell individual colors now. I think primarily I only find red and orange, though. I really miss the blue ones. I feel like I don't get those as often.
Blue, yes. Those are good. Although those also turn your teeth colors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, guys. What about the... So when you go on a field trip or you were able to bring lunch to school, everyone had these. And it was the cool kids who brought them, or at least in my school it was. Lunchables.
Oh, yeah. The cool kids always had Lunchables.
Yeah.
The old school charcuterie board.
That's so true. I didn't even think of that. Oh, my gosh. My parents would be like, you can take anything else but the Lunchable because of all the sodium it had in it.
And oh, yeah.
So I'd go, like, on my field trips and I have, like, a homemade sandwich and, you know. I had some hippie friends, though. They'd bring, like, seaweed and, well, I mean, hippie when I eat that stuff now. Don't get me wrong. But as, like, an 8-year-old kid, you're all, what is that green stuff you're snacking on? You know?
Yeah,
for real. The kids always had Lunchables.
I'm not going to lie. On, like, fishing trips and stuff, I still indulge on a Lunchable once or twice. Yes, the pizza ones are by far my favorite. I love them.
I make adult Lunchables now. They're all, it is called a charcuterie board.
Yes, yes.
And it's not Capri Sun anymore, but I won't say what
it's
else.
It's wine.
It's apple cider, Chris.
Apple cider. Was vodka? Just kidding.
Nope.
Just kidding. Just kidding. All
right, let's talk about TV shows and movies. Two that came to my mind, and it was really more my brother's era, I guess, but Bear in the Big Blue House and Bananas in Pajamas.
I remember Bananas in Pajamas. I loved Bananas in Pajamas. But I also had, like, the whole season on VHS. My sister and I were obsessed with the theme song, like, Bananas in Pajamas. And when we were... Yeah. And they had, like, these three little bears that always, like, hung out with the bananas, the banana twins in their pajamas.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about those little bears.
Yeah, and they would, like, make food or... And there was, like, a rat, I think, that was always, like, trying to terrorize them. But when my sister and I were in, we were in Paris, and we, like, happened to go into a thrift store, mm-hmm. and they had a life-size replica of a banana in a pajama, and we lost it. And no one could understand, like, why we were so excited, because we don't speak French. And it was really hard to communicate with anyone in France. And we, like, took a photo with it, and they were like, you have to pay us for that. And we were like,
oh, what?
Take our money. Like, we just want a photo with bananas and pajamas.
Are you looking at Chris's face right now, Leah?
He's so confused.
Yes.
I'm like, what are you talking about?
I will send you a photo of the bananas and the pajamas, and you will see.
Great.
Okay. Do yourself a favor today, Lobos. If you do not know what we're talking about, please Google bananas in pajamas. It's literally a big banana in some pajamas.
I feel like some weird pictures will pop up.
I don't know who came up with this.
God. Okay. Anyway, go ahead, Leah. What were you saying?
I just don't know who came up with this idea. Like, let's put bananas in pajamas and it's make them food.
Yeah. Christopher, was that you?
No, it was me. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I just like to give Chris crap because he's the Gen Zer. Anyway, Leah, Chris, you watched these when you were little. It's kind of, bananas in pajamas is that same concept with those big thingies. They had, like, big bellies and they had, like, a bouncy thing on their head.
Oh, the Teletubbies?
Teletubbies.
I hated that show. That's terrifying. Ew, don't even say that word.
Why?
The first part was the sun. It was a baby. Well,
yeah. Well, that and because what? When I was a kid, everybody called me a Teletubby because that was chubby. So,
oh.
Traumatic.
I'm so sorry, Chris. We're going to get off of that. Let's talk about... oh God, no, I've lost my train of thought. I'm getting flustered. Okay, what other TV shows or movies do you remember, Chris?
Rugrats, Cat Dog, My favorite, Full House. I love that they did the new one, Fuller House. I haven't, to be honest, I haven't watched it. I watched a couple episodes, but I haven't really been able to
get into it. Mm-hmm. I watched it all. I definitely liked that.
Did you?
Yes. It's different. The DJ is so corny now. But it was always corny, so let's leave it there. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Love it.
Oh, love it.
So, I saw on something somewhere, HBO Max is doing a spinoff.
What?
Yeah, and if it's not a spinoff, it's like they're bringing the whole pack together, except for the dad. I don't remember his name, but I think he passed away. But they're all coming together to talk about it and like how it impacted and influenced their lives.
Dang, that's super cool.
Yeah. Homeward Bound?
Yeah, that was a super cute movie, honestly. I feel like it was always coming on late at night on, like, Disney Channel. Or I think we might even had it on VHS back when, before smart TVs were a thing. And I feel like whenever my parents were asleep and I was supposed to be asleep too, I would, like, pop the VHS into my, like, little TV in my room and, like, fall asleep 20 minutes in.
Right. There's just something about dogs and cats finding their way back home to their human.
Oh, definitely.
What? Okay. Favorite Disney movie as a kid? And go, Leah.
Aristocats. By far. Hands down. Best movie ever. Love that movie.
That's one of the cute little pink kitty, right?
Yeah, oh, that's Marie. But then the other two kitties that you never hear about are Tulios and Berlioz. And it's basically like this aristocrat like woman who has these cats as her children, and then the butler finds out that they're gonna get all of her inheritance, and so he tries to kill them. He comes, they like make their way back home, finding an alley cat, and then the mom falls in love with the alley cat. Sorry, spoiler alert, I just told you the whole movie, but it's a great movie. And they sing and dance. It's just like it's like a silly movie, but it's a cute movie. And that's why I love it. And I also collect Aristocat memorabilia from Disney because they don't make it.
Oh,
they only make like one thing a year that's Aristocat. So,
all right, you hear that, Lobos? If you find Aristocrats, you email Leah.
I have earrings, pins, buttons, magnets. But I only have like 30 things because they don't make anything anymore. And they only make things about the cat Marie, who's like the female cat. She goes, ladies don't start fights, but they can sure finish them. That's like her big like line.
Aww.
She's so cute.
I need to go Disney Plus, take my little niece's password and watch it.
Don't lie, Tiff. You know you have a Disney Plus for your own.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. I don't pay for Hulu. Because I take it from my sister-in-law. I don't pay for Netflix because I take it from my brother-in-law. I don't pay for Disney Plus because I take it from my brother-in-law. And I don't pay for TV because I use my parents' sign-in. I know, guys, I'm 32 and I don't pay for any of this on my own.
Tiffany! You're crazy.
I pay for everything. I'm the one that's like, you want to use my password to my
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Oh, well, thank you guys for it's your service.
You need to watch all the short stories on Disney Plus. Oh, like all those short ones, like Bao and like the Lava Rock one. Oh,
Pixar is making these amazing, feel good, good storyline movies. Because, Chris, share your favorite Disney movie as a kid.
Oh, you're going to make me sound so sadistic. But I love Bambi. I love Bambi. What?
That's a good movie, Chris.
No, it's true.
I love
Bambi and Brother Bear.
Brother Bear. Ooh. I think I'm too old to know what that is.
Girl, Brother Bear, you have to know Brother Bear. It's about like a tribe, and I think it's like a, I don't even know, it's somewhere like the tundra.
Brother Bear.
Yeah, and like instead of dying, he turns into a bear. And like,
aww.
Yeah, it's You have to watch it. It's an amazing movie. I love it. I've watched all of them.
It's kind of funny too. It's like pretty funny.
Really? Okay. So Aristocrats, Brother Bear. My favorite was Fox and the Hound. And I know it's so sad. They can never be friends in the beginning. They couldn't be friends in the end. They die, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I get it. But there's something about two people or two things, two creatures that are not alike, but they could in any way, but they can still be friends.
That's cute. It is a nice movie. It is really sad, though.
Let's not look at the beginning or the end. Just look in the middle when they're playing and they're running
in the
fog.
Okay, what about Land Before Time?
Littlefoot?
Yes, I love those. I still watch them, honestly. Whenever I see them like on the TV, like I'm like, I have to watch it. I have to.
Oh, yes. I loved that. Oh, gosh. That made me cry, though.
Yeah, I know.
It's a sad movie. Those are sad, dude.
Do you guys remember All Dogs Go to Heaven?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Don't even see it.
Not like that.
That's the first time I saw my dad cry.
Well, I mean, I didn't like it, but it's really sad. And I hate crying.
I know. Right? I know.
When I was a little girl, I looked just like that little girl on All Dogs Go to Heaven. And we had a dog named Shamu who was a German Shepherd, like the dog on the show. And so we had to give Shamu away, like, right as that was, you know, coming out because she bit someone. Sounds horrible. But she went to a good home. But I think it just really hit my dad in the feels when he saw this little girl having to give away her dog. Anyway, I'm sorry, Dad, if you're listening, because I know you're my biggest fan. I didn't mean to tell you that you cried on this. But anyway, let's move on. The toys. What were your favorite toys that you can remember?
I had a bunch of Polly Pockets as a kid.
Explain that to what Chris explain that. Okay.
So, like, the Polly Pockets are, like, these teeny tiny little plastic dolls that you could, like, dress up. But I had, like, the magnet ones. And so their, like, arms had magnets and their, like, feet had magnets. So you could, like, magnet them in different ways. Mm-hmm. You could carry around in, like, a little purse because they were so small.
Mm-hmm. Like, literally in your pocket.
Yeah.
It was a Polly in your pocket.
They're so cute. I loved those as a kid. And Tamagotchis. I always had mine die, though, accidentally. I would forget about them.
Me too.
Mine, I don't know. I was probably, like, a Game Boy. Like, you know, like, a little...
Oh, yeah.
I had one of those. And this, if earlier didn't out myself, probably now will. But an Easy Bake Oven.
I had one of those, and my brother was so upset that I had an Easy Bake Oven and he didn't get what he wanted for Christmas. He stuck crayons and markers in it.
Oh my God. But it's crazy. How is that stuff edible? And it tasted pretty good. I'm not even going to lie.
I never got to make anything, so I don't know.
Oh. I used to make, like, little cookies or, like, the little brownies. Yes. Chris, remember those?
And the birthday cake. I specifically remember the birthday cake flavored one.
They were pretty good.
Yeah, they were amazing. And I love baking. So thank you, Easy Bake.
I would say, like, I'm going to tell my brother now, like, you've robbed me of my childhood and you need an Easy Bake oven. But, like, I have a real oven now. So I really need
it. Yeah, but it's about the ambiance.
The little bites for your charcuterie board.
Yes.
Do you guys remember Skip-Its?
No.
I'm making myself old. Okay, so it's like this super easy thing. And my sister-in-law, Marka, and I actually, I think it was last year, 2 years ago, we had a Skip-It contest where we had, like, welts around our ankle. Because we found, like, one of our old ones. But it's like this plastic ring. Hard plastic ring you put on your ankle and you literally just skip it. And it was like a thing that you did to see how many times around you can jump over this plastic ball before you stopped.
That probably makes you remember another childhood game from you, Jax.
Jax.
Just kidding.
Funny thing is I would play Jax with my mom on the floor. But it's because that was her era, not mine.
Oh my goodness. Like this summer, my sister and I went to the Target and I bought a hula hoop because I thought it was going to be easy. Kind of like skip it, you know, like you think it's going to be easy because you did it as a kid. We failed for like, I practiced every day to try and like get better at hula hooping. It's difficult. Like as an adult.
And you even have hips now, Leah.
Oh, it doesn't work though. Like,
oh gosh. In the music, boy bands, that was my thing.
Oh yeah, that.
Were they still around when you guys were old? Like Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, 98 Degrees.
Tiff, 98 Degrees, really?
You know, I wasn't going to say when I was a child, but when I was, when other people were adults and I was a child, that music was meant for something.
Oh, okay, Tiff.
I was a child. I just listened to it because it was cool.
Okay. Honestly, I think there was like Big Time Rush and like One Direction, but that was never my go-to. I was like, did somebody say Selena Gomez?
Oh, wow. Selena Gomez. I always have to remind myself, like, I was a senior in high school when you were a kindergartner. Because Selena Gomez just seems like it was, like, 2 years to me.
I love Selena. I had the biggest crush on her.
Aww. You have posters in your room?
No, my parents never let me.
Oh, gosh. This is random. But do you guys remember having to take paper bags and wrapping your school books?
Yes.
What?
My dad would like make me do it. And I was like, this is old. We could just get a book cover now. And he was like, I'm gonna get a book cover. And then he would just like wrap them in bags. I'm like, Dad, I'm not cool because I don't have a colorful book cover.
Yeah.
What?
You'd have to get a paper bag and you would cut like the handles off the paper bag. You'd open up the paper bag. You layer like the binding of the book in the middle. And then you'd use like each flap of the paper bag to cover each flap of the book. And then you would be able to draw on it. Oh gosh, that was a cool thing.
Chris looks so confused.
Chris, did you know that at one time you had to wait for your Wi-Fi to start up?
And I'm like, you guys had to use books in school? We had iPads. Just kidding.
Just kidding. Oh, Lord. And I bet you think that a floppy disk is the save icon in 3D printed, huh?
Honey, I know what a floppy disk is. My parents are older than the hills. But I think they actually might still have some, like, in the filing cabinet. They still have this, like, old dinosaur computer in their room for some reason. They never use it. It's never, I don't think it's been on in probably 10 years, but it's still in there for some reason.
Because, you know, we don't, our generation, Chris, we don't throw things away when it breaks. We fix them.
They might need to use those floppy disks one day. And then they have to
plug them in. Yeah.
And to end the nostalgia podcast, how about the smell good markers?
Oh, I love those. They came in like the carrying case. Those
were yes.
Yep.
Yes.
We would all get off and get high with these markers and teachers would get mad at us.
Yeah.
You could tell you would accidentally touch your nose a little bit with the marker and so you just had like color marks on your nose.
That was like the best part of my mom being a teacher is I would help her like do all color all of her bulletin boards and I'd get to use the smell good markers.
Yes.
Any last nostalgic memories you have? We're almost at 30 minutes. Sorry, Lobos. We got in our fills today.
Yeah, definitely.
Go watch a good old Disney movie like The Emperor's New Groove. Isn't that old, but it's funny and awesome. Or like The Road to El Dorado is a great movie, and it's really funny.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about all those. What about the Goofy movies?
Oh, those are good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go into that Disney Plus. Get deep dark into the chambers.
Tom and Jerry. I need to find that.
I want to watch Ed, Edd n Eddy because my mom never let me watch it as a kid because she told me it was going to make me dumber. So I want to go watch all of Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Okay. Or Max and Ruby. I loved Max and Ruby.
Ruby and Max.
Yes.
Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh my gosh, don't even. Wanda, Cosmo, you ain't slick.
I don't know what you guys are talking about, but I hope our Lobos do. All right, guys. Well, that, we better get going. We promised 20 minutes, and we are way beyond that today. So, once again, Lobos, thank you for listening to Honesty with Shaq HP.
Bye. See you later.
See you later.
All the feels, guys. All the feels. We'll be right back.